Mark, let's get started off. We've got, there's always hundreds and hundreds of exhibitors out at the State Fair, always great times. People still have time to get their entries in to display and exhibit at the State Fair, correct?
In some cases, yes, Mandy. There are some deadlines that have already passed. Some of the livestock deadlines, and a lot of that is based on dates of ownership and things along those lines. Basically, following 4-H and FFA rules have been put in place over the years. But there are a few things that have passed for you to enter. But there are other things that I think we take entries on some things, clear up till the day of the fair almost. So. Depending on what you're doing or what you're going to plan on exhibiting at the fair this year. But, I always encourage folks, if you have any question or concerns, you need to go to our website at moststatefair.com and go to the online premium guide, and all that information is right there.
Sounds good. And any idea how many entries you have so far?
No, not really. It's kind of a long process, and we'll be somewhere close to 30,000 total entries across the board for the fair if the tide seems to flow the same direction as it has over the last several years. I think we were 29,700 and something last year. So it takes a while to pull all that back together and get those final numbers. But in some of the livestock things, we've already had some deadlines come and go. And I know May 15th was one of them. So some of those numbers would be in already, but I don't know if anybody's really sat down and started calculating any kind of totals.
All right. If anybody wants, still is wanting to enter, how can they get entry forms?
Well, there again, you can go online and get that information. You can fill that stuff out. You need to mail it to us or fax it to us. But, if you have any questions or concerns or you're having trouble when you get on the website, certainly feel free to call us here at the Missouri State Fair at 1-800-422-3247. And the folks here can certainly help steer you in the right direction. But in general, I think the online premium guide is pretty easy to follow. There's a lot of information. But if you kind of know the area that you're going to be participating in, if you go to that, it's pretty easy to follow.
All right, sounds good. Now let's talk about an exciting competition that you guys have coming up. Second year that you guys have done the Women in Agriculture contest, Missouri Women in Agriculture contest. Tell me how that got started.
Well, each year we kind of look at things in agriculture, and then, we've got 11 days once a year to put the fair together, and we're always looking for different kinds of promotions. We're looking around the agriculture community in the state of Missouri, looking for things that that we want to kind of put a spotlight on and maybe honor or talk about and give some recognition to. And last year, with our Chicks Dig It theme that we had, we got to talking in some of our meetings about what have we done, to point out some of the women that are involved in agriculture in our state. And I think a lot of times it's very easy in the course of the day-to-day business in agriculture that, the woman is taking care of a lot of things and the guy's the guy, kind of the face of it sometimes. And we just thought, we need to make a concerted effort one time to put the spotlight on these folks that are doing their lion's share of the work also. And the Women in Agriculture contest kind of came out of that. We're going to celebrate the second Thursday of the fair this year, just like we did last year. And had a great sponsor with Monsanto that got on board last year and is doing so again for 2014. We have winners in two different divisions. Each division will get a check for $1,000 from Monsanto each winner, and then they in turn have to give that to their favorite ag-related charity. So it's a neat way to honor the women. It's a great way for them to give something back that they care a lot about that's involved in, as far as concerned with agriculture in our state. And had two outstanding representatives last year. We do an age group of 18 to 30, and then one 31 and up. So it was a lot of fun, and we honored them over at the Governor's Ham Breakfast and gave out their plaques and things like that last year. And this year we're switching some things around. We're going to do part of the recognition at the Women's Building here on the State Fairgrounds this year. So the folks over there with DNR that occupy that building have been gracious to let us host a kind of a tea, I guess, afterwards. But like I said, last year had great representatives with Brenda Black and Keller Nelson as the two winners, and I'm sure that this year's winners will be just as important to agriculture in our state.
Absolutely. And both of those women made fantastic contributions to agriculture. What are some things that the group looks for in order to choose their winner? What are some things that they looked at that were important to them in order to choose those two winners last year?
You know, one of the things that I think that was really important was, you know, their direct involvement in agriculture, obviously. You know, participation at the fair is something that we always look for in a lot of our different contests and things that we do, whether it's our, you know, our youth and ag scholarships and things along those lines. But, you know, part of it was, you know, what agriculture meant to them and the importance of agriculture in our state. You know, we wanted to know, you know, what those folks, you know, what their view of that was and what their role in it was and, you know, what they viewed agriculture in Missouri, you know, going forward, where were we headed and some things like that. And as I said, the two women that won last year were just phenomenal. You know, they had a very good grasp of, you know, agriculture in our state and what we're doing with it and the importance of it. And both were big players in that also. So it's a lot of fun. Going to do it again this year. You know, I don't know if that's something that we'll do every year, and we kind of change those things around, but it was highly successful last year. As I said, Monsanto was a terrific sponsor for that event. It was a lot of fun, and really enjoyed getting to visit with both those women last year, you know, after the award ceremony. So can't wait to see who it is going to be this year. I know it's going to be tough to decide who that is going to be when all these things come in, but it's a great event, and therefore we're going to repeat it.
Sounds like a great time. How do these women get involved, and how do they how do they get their entries into you guys?
Well, I think we started the application process on May 6th. And there again, that's something you can get online on our website and get the information on. But the contest rules, the forms and everything are there. So I think we accept the stuff through like July 7th, I believe. And then we'll take it from there. We've got some folks that we've picked out again this year to review the entries, and we'll make a decision based on what we get from them.
Sounds good. And this year's theme is?
This year's theme is, you got me stumped now, Harvest the Fun. I was sitting there still thinking about Chicks Digging.
That's what I was thinking about, too.
we're going to Harvest the Fun this year in 2014. So kind of went away from the little edgier theme last year, which turned out to be great and was a lot of fun. Got some really nice awards from the folks in our industry over that theme last year, so got a lot of recognition for that. But kind of going back to you know, the fun side of the fair, which we've used that term in a lot of themes over the years, and then of course harvest going along with agriculture. So Harvest the Fun is what we came up with this year.
Sounds good. August 7th through the 17th in Sedalia.
Absolutely.
And camping still available?
You know, it is if you're an exhibitor, that kind of stuff is still going on. We don't most of our camping in terms of the public campground doesn't open till the Thursday before the Thursday of the opening day of the fair. So that's a first come, first serve once we get to that point. But if you're an exhibitor or a concessionaire or a person with disabilities, you can certainly try to get in and get a reserve site.
Sounds perfect. Anything else you want to add this afternoon?
Well, I think, you know, if we just have weather like we're having today, every day during the fair will be terrific. You know, weather's the one thing we can't control and sometimes the biggest factor. But, you know, we're here to celebrate agriculture, here to honor our youth especially and what they're doing with agriculture. And, you know, come rain or shine, we're going to have a fair, and it'll be a lot of fun. Really looking forward to it.
And it's always a good time, rain or shine. We always find a way to get around it, don't we?
Oh, one way or another. You know, we've had to play in the mud. We've had to play in it when it's pretty hot. But, boy, the last several years we've just had fantastic weather, and hopefully that trend will continue.
I hope so. Well, Mark, I look forward to seeing you this year at the State Fair, and I'm sure we will talk several more times before the State Fair rolls around. So if you guys have anything else you want us to throw out there, you just feel free to give me a call, or I'll be getting a hold of Carrie.
That would be great. I'm sure that we're going to be talking a lot about concert stuff here before too long, so we'll be gearing up with our press here pretty quick.
I'm excited. I love concert time.
Yeah, me too. I'm just down to watch them, but I sure enjoy it.
Hey, that's right. Exactly.